This is The Wealthy Bookheads, where we interview important books that can change your life. I'll ask the questions, and I'll let the book do the talking using words from its own pages. This is essentially a book interview. Your time is valuable, so let's get started. Today, I'll be interviewing 5-Year Crusade, The Easy Way to Achieve Your Impossible Goals by John Sephoric. Question number one, what's the book about? Answer, this book tells a story of a classroom of troubled teens inside a juvenile detention center where you'll discover a system of small, doable actions that lead to extraordinary achievements. Whether your dream is financial freedom, better health, or a complete life reset, 5-Year Crusade gives you the tools to make it happen one day at a time. This book is about small daily efforts that, in aggregate, constitute the easy way to achieve audacious and impossible goals. Question: what exactly is a 5-Year Crusade? Answer: a 5-Year Crusade is a simple lifestyle made up of taking small efforts, avoiding small errors, winning one day at a time, and ultimately being intentional to achieve big goals. It's just one good day and then another good day. Small efforts lead to good days, and a lot of consistently good days lead to big years and extraordinary goal achievements. Question: you say in the book that a 5-Year Crusade is based on 8 core principles. What are they? Answer: the principles of the book are as follows. You are what you do today. Calmness is power. Your vices are just habits that feel good but harm you. An extraordinary life requires the sacrifice of ordinary things. Doing the right thing is more important than doing things right. Success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out. You get in life not what you want, but what you expect. You don't rise to the level of your goal, you fall to the level of your systems. Question: many of us know the basic habits and efforts to achieve success, but we don't always do what we know to do. How do you address this problem? Answer: in the story, the main character Jimmy makes a personal affirmation statement to review daily, to cultivate what he calls the power within, and to stay focused on simple daily habits that most people know but skip. It's a daily practice of cognitive restructuring to train his mind and reset mental patterns. This affirmation statement is called the Crusader's Creed. Of course, words alone never work, action does. So he also uses a daily checklist to hold himself accountable to intentional behaviors and daily choices. In the real world, readers who adopt the Crusade Way also use a checklist and a scorecard. There's even a free app to track these small efforts with a point system to gamify achievement. Each habit, job hour, and extra effort earns points, and the weekly total becomes the challenge of the weekly crusade. Question: you created the checklist of habits and actions that you call the Crusade Way, and you claim that these items are the essentials to achieve impossible goals. So what's on this checklist? Answer: most of what you do in a 5-Year Crusade is a secret life that nobody will ever see. Aside from working an extra 5 to 20 weekly hours, it looks like a normal everyday life. Your crusade is mostly invisible. The essentials of a crusade are: 1. Review the Crusader's Creed for 6 minutes daily. 2. Meditate for 5, 10, or 15 minutes once a day. 3. Exercise for 15 to 30 minutes every day until you die. 4. Abstain from 2 vices for a 30-day habit fast. 5. Schedule 5 to 20 weekly hours of extra effort. 6. Prioritize the most important thing every day. 7. Practice expecting more in a guided meditation. 8. set a weekly crusade point goal to achieve. 9. Achieve 4 winning weeks in a row. And 10. Continue level up or level down for 5 years. Question. So, you advocate 5 to 20 extra hours of work every week on top of a regular 40-hour job. What do you say to those who don't have that kind of free time? Answer. Extraordinary goals require the sacrifice of ordinary things. The sacrifice of a crusade depends on the size of the end goal. For most goals, the sacrifice is 5 to 20 free hours every week to do the extra work of a crusade. The evenings and weekends are the battleground of extraordinary goals. Here's another way to look at it. An average nurse in our country works a 40-hour shift and then another 5 to 20 overtime hours every week. That's the same exact price of a crusade. It's no more than the nurse who works 5 to 20 overtime hours. You'll sacrifice time today, or you'll sacrifice achievements in the future. There's no getting around this immediate reality. You'll sacrifice in a 5-year crusade, and the sacrifice is 5 to 20 hours a week for a better future. Question. In the book, A Classroom Lesson Plan helps us see the sacrifice in real life when we aim for high achievement. Can you repeat this lesson here? Answer. On a sheet of paper, write your 5-year goal clearly at the top. Now draw a horizontal line across the middle. And below that line, list every single activity you regularly do in your free time. Activities that fill your mornings, evenings, and weekends. Be honest with yourself. Every detail matters. Every hour matters. Make a list. You're always doing something. Write it all down under the line. Now look at your paper. Everything you listed below the line is competing directly with your goal above it. This isn't theory, it's real life. Your goal demands your time, or it will be swept away by time. Your task is to identify clearly how you can reclaim 5 to 20 free hours a week by trimming back these everyday activities. Question. Regarding these important hours, you state that 1 hour in every week is the single most important hour of the week. What is it and why? Answer. The hour you spend setting weekly goals is the single most important hour of your 5-year crusade. This 1 hour determines the value, impact, and quality of many other hours. You'll write goals in a weekly planner and prioritize high impact activities so that every day you have a most important task to accomplish. If you don't know the most important thing to do every day, it means you don't have weekly goals. If you don't have weekly goals, you didn't prioritize anything for the week. And if you don't prioritize anything for the week, you're just dreaming. You can do everything else perfectly, set clear goals, avoid vices, exercise, sacrifice ordinary comforts, and build powerful habits. But if you get your activities wrong during those precious 5 to 20 free hours each week, your dreams will slip away. What you choose to do in these hours is everything. It's the difference between success and failure in a 5-year crusade. Question. Okay, getting back to the checklist. A checklist of many daily habits and actions can seem complicated if not overwhelming, but you say it's actually a simpler way of life. How can this be? Answer. The daily checklist may look overwhelming until you start to focus on just one day. It's making small efforts, avoiding small errors, winning one day at a time, and ultimately just being intentional to achieve big goals. The truth about success is that it's very underwhelming in the real world. It's not sophisticated, fun, and sexy. It's mundane, boring, and consistent. It's daily habits and hours. What else is there to success besides habits and hours? The 5-year crusade is a simple lifestyle made up of mostly good days strung together for a cause. You need to only win one day. question. And in the book, you say we win one day at a time by cultivating and engaging what you call our power within. How do you define this inner force? Answer, I'm not sure I want to define it in exact terms. Some people call it your inner wisdom, untapped potential, or your spiritual core. Others may call it the mind. Some say it's the subconscious, the soul, or even divine intelligence. Maybe they're all describing the same thing. I don't care the name you give it. What's important to know is that it's the mental and spiritual force at the center of who you are. This power doesn't shout. It waits for you to claim it. Through clarity, sacrifice, and attention to do the right things, and to follow the consistent actions. We all possess a great power within, but not everybody frees this power for success. Question. Specifically, you mean freeing the power within from five inner demons or self-shackles. Can you explain what this means? Answer. Five inner demons can hold your power within hostage, and once you see them, you can beat them. These inner demons are self-imposed shackles. The first demon is self-delusion. This one's tricky because it feels like confidence. Self-delusion feels good, but it destroys the power within because you never face the truth. You believe that you're stuck, when in fact, the truth is that you can always change your daily habits and actions. The second demon is self-neglect. This one comes in many forms, but I'm talking now about movement. Exercise awakens the big you, restores the power within, and reduces the small you. You don't need to exercise daily to be successful, but your success will come easier if you do. The third demon is self-sabotage. It's doing things that feel good in the moment, but harm you in the long run. The demon will convince you that you lack willpower and discipline. It causes your power within to serve a dark master, one who lurks in the depths of your subconscious mind and opposes your best life. The fourth demon is self-doubt, and it whispers one simple lie. You are not enough. It freezes your feet and convinces you that your goals are too big and your skills are too weak. It makes you cower when you should be fighting for yourself. The fifth and final demon, self-contempt, might be the worst of them all. It convinces you that you're not worthy. It whispers that you're flawed, broken, not enough, that great things belong to other people, not you. It's the reason you'll accept far less than your dreams and possibly die with a long list of regrets. Question. Let's talk about just one of your fundamental daily habits of success. Why is exercise so important in a book on achieving impossible goals? Answer. It's important because the first barrier to achieving any goal isn't external, it's internal. It's your state of being. Stress, anxiety, fatigue, they cloud your judgment and weaken your ability to stick with anything long term. Exercise is the fastest way to reset your mind and restore clarity. Your brain literally works better after exercise. Your thinking becomes sharper, your decisions become clearer, and your emotions become more balanced. A workout is to your body what a reboot is to a computer. The easy way to achieve hard goals is to navigate your days with mental clarity, calm energy, and increased focus. Exercise gives you that. It's hard to achieve goals when you're stressed out, impulsive, and tired, not in your ideal state of mind. Exercise is not an extra daily ritual to feel good. It's a daily requirement to feel normal. The real problem with a sedentary life is that it feeds on itself. The worse you feel, the less you feel like exercising. It's an avoidable and dangerous downward cycle. Question. On the flip side, let's talk about bad habits. How do you define a bad habit? And can you explain the concept of a habit fast? Answer. A bad habit is anything that feels good in the moment but harms you in the long run. The surest way to fail is to keep doing what feels good but weakens you. In a crusade, you'll break up with your bad habits. You'll abstain from two vices every 30 days. This habit fast restores your focus, your drive, and your will to choose hard work. Most importantly, it frees the power within for what truly matters. The habit fast is a deliberate temporary break from your most distracting habits for just 30 days. The reason for it is to reset your dopamine system, regain clarity, and restore your self-control to normal. Bad habits don't just waste your time, they weaken your inner strength. Breaking free restores your power within. With that inner strength restored, success and clarity follow naturally. Life just gets easier. Question. In terms of making life get easier, you say that the governing principle of success is expectancy. What do you mean by this, and what is the expectancy experiment? Answer. I believe expectation is the governing force of what we get in life, for better or worse. If we think we're stuck in life, we're stuck. If we expect to change things, we change things. When we expect good things, we tend to get good things. When we expect bad things, we tend to get bad things. We should practice expecting more. The expectancy experiment is a practical daily method to try to influence the quantum field. It's a 10-minute guided meditation. You'll focus on your goal and practice expecting it as if it's already done. See it, feel it, expect it. Command it and demand it. You wrap your goals in a blanket of expectation. You enter a mental state of positive arrogance, certain that what you want is already yours. It's not an easy skill to master, but when you do it right, it feels like a sense of calm knowing. What follows is serendipity, lucky breaks, coincidences. People, opportunities, and resources align in unexpected ways if you master the skill. Question. Maybe it's time to wrap this up. Can you explain the point system of a 5-year crusade and why it's helpful to gamify the execution of all these small efforts and habits? Answer. The point system of a crusade makes you focus on the process of achievement. Each habit or daily action is assigned a point value. Exercise, meditation, prioritizing top tasks, resisting negative habits, even dedicating extra hours toward personal goals, all of these earn points. You'll follow a checklist and you'll earn weekly performance scores based on your execution. The scoring system takes intangible effort and makes it concrete, visible, and trackable. Scoring is the heart of the entire course and is precisely how we measure success or failure in a crusade. If you want more achievement in your life, earn more points. If you want more points, do more in the system. A crusader focuses on total weekly points, not daily perfection. The system is the solution for achieving impossible goals. Last question. Do you have any final advice for people who feel stuck? Answer. I tell them that anything and everything is possible within a few short years. All you need to do is build your inner power and then engage it with focused daily effort. Just try. Keep score. Track what you do. Control your mind. Expect more. Follow the system. Exercise. Plan your time. Do the little extra efforts that lead to big results in 5 years. Just win today, repeatedly, and you'll be fine. And finally, my favorite 5 quotes from the book are as follows. We all possess a great power within, but not everybody frees their power for success. Exercise is not an extra daily ritual to feel good. It's a basic daily requirement to feel normal. Your goal demands your time, or it will be swept away by time. The evenings and weekends are the battleground of extraordinary goals. The real secret of success is not any one thing, but rather the sum of daily habits and useful hours. And that's it for this book interview with 5-Year Crusade, The Easy Way to Achieve Your Impossible Goals by John Seforek. You've been listening to The Wealthy Bookheads, where we interview important books that can change your life. You can order this book in the links below or on our website if you'd like to support our cause. It puts a few pennies in our pockets without taking any extra pennies from yours. As always, thank you for your time.